Now is the acceptable time. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Twice a year, my brothers and sisters, we enter a season of purple. First, that we may come into the presence of royalty, for it is not our purple that we put on, but his. Being in the presence of a king, we are wont to look in the mirror and take a look at ourselves as he might see us. The second season for purple in our year of devotions and life in his sight, we put on in order to journey toward our own death. Now I grant you that there will be those in the world who will question whether or not we might journey toward royalty. I don't spend much time thinking about that. But be assured that there is no one on earth who disputes the fact that we are journeying toward our own death. I've heard from many people over time that they don't think there will be a last days. And I assure them, oh, there'll be a last day, and no one will escape it. And of course, our God, who lives outside of time, for whom the last judgment has already occurred, is more than able to view each of our last days as being the last days. Where do these two lines converge? The journey toward royalty and the journey toward our own death. Now, where does this word Lent come from? It comes from a word, it's a Germanic word, meaning length. And I want to think of the English poem, which I'll translate into modern English. O western wind, when wilt thou blow? The small rain down can rain, O Christ, that I be in my bed, in the arms of my own true love again. It is a lament from the depths of winter, a cruel winter of freezing rain and ice. And I can assure you, having lived in Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine through most of my adult life, well, an awful lot of my adult life, that February is a cruel month. It's not so much that it's the coldest of days and nights, it is. But that's not the problem. The problem is, oh, can this go on forever? And living in cabins that had no insulation, through which the wind freely blew, I had a chance to live as those in the English Middle Ages and Renaissance lived, completely at the mercy of the weather, where there would be no escape. Indeed, O Christ, the days are long. And yet, there is a mystery in this length. Because while this is the cruelest time of winter, it has been true now for more than a month that each day is growing longer. And here's the mystery. How can it be that the days are growing longer, and yet the season is growing colder? And here is where the lines of royalty and death converge. There will be those who simply look upon one's own little world. I am cold, and I'm tired of being cold. I wish to be warm right down to my bones again. and the higher view that the light is coming. And these two lines will converge perfectly. And the weekend following Good Friday, we will indeed encounter death. And the light will have gathered its greatest strength, indeed, the greatest strength the light will have ever gathered in the history of humankind. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.